That's the music of Lynn Miles. She's a Canadian country singer who has spent much of her career making melodies out of heartache. She has a new album out and recently came to NPR West to tell us about it. Here she is in her own words.
Hi, I'm Lynn Miles, and I have a new record out on Red House Records. It's called Love, Sweet Love.
You're living in the city, you're cool as you can be. The future looks like roses, as far as you can see. You've got a perfect life, you've got a perfect view. Now all you want is someone you can say I love you too. Oh, love, sweet love.
I started writing songs when I was 10, and I would just sit in my room with my guitar, and I was kind of a shy little thing, and so it was a way for me to express myself without having to walk into the room and talk. I could just play my guitar and sing, and I just sort of kept going to that because it was empowering for me.
It's not the hurt, it's what you built around it. It's bitter and it's tall.
It's been a very long road in terms of my career, but I think the initial desire to create for me came out of my confusion with life and suffering and bouts of depression, which I still go through. And those things are like just sort of forces that make me want to be creative and get it out. I do write about melancholy a lot. I always try to have a little bit of hope, in no matter how dark the song is, although there is one song on this album that is totally hopeless, A Thousand Lovers.
A thousand lovers could put their arms around me. A thousand oceans could fall.
And that song is, there's nothing in the world tonight that's going to take away my pain.
A thousand mothers could sing, hush, now don't you cry. There's nothing in the world tonight that's gonna take away my pain.
The reason I wrote that song is that sometimes I think it's very important to let things happen and to go through them rather than avoid them. And sometimes when you can go through something like that, it's a very beautiful, sad and beautiful thing, but you can come out the other side of it and be a better person.
For every road you ever took, the led you somewhere. Dark and crazy with lots of wind and rain. For every word you spoke when someone didn't listen. For every tear you cried that hit the ground in pain.
I want to connect with people, and this is how I connect with people. And people come up to me after my shows and tell me that my songs got them through their divorce, or I've had women say that they use my album when they're in the delivery room having their children. And sometimes I think if I'm empowering women, it's more about the choices I've made in my life rather than just what I'm singing about. Because I'm 47 and I just signed my second U.S. record deal last year when I was 46. It's great to have youthful art and energy, but it's also great to have this other stuff that comes from a longer history and more life events.
The words of singer-songwriter Lynn Miles. Her latest album is called Love, Sweet Love. To hear a live performance of Lynn Miles at NPR West, go to our website at npr.org.